Hello, good evening. Hello.
Hi,
Good evening.
how's it going?
Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
What
Sure,
in
ma'am.
the community?
Well, we just wanted to complete a brief survey on issues facing the community. It's mostly about education, ma'am. For example, the first question does ask, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? Meaning if I reach you on your cell phone so we can make this as quick as possible since we value your time?
No.
You're not in a safe place, ma'am?
No, I'm in a safe place. I'm in my house.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television stations?
No.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Are you registered to vote and over 18?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Even though it's a long way off, ma'am, what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or you will not vote?
I'm not sure yet. Depends on who's going to be running and what kind of shit they're trying to toss.
Understand. For statistical purposes, ma'am, may I know your age?
53.
Okay, ma'am. And just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I know your race?
White.
Okay, ma'am. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay, ma'am. And I want to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of a 0 to 100. 100 means you have a very favorable opinion towards them. 0 means you have a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't know them, you can also tell me as well. For example, public school teachers, ma'am, from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate them?
I would say 100.
Okay, what about public schools from a 0 to 100?
100.
Okay, ma'am. Donald Trump from a 0 to 100.
I go with the 60.
Okay. Your local school board from a 0 to 100.
I'm gonna say an 80.
Okay. Public charter schools from a 0 to 100.
I wouldn't know how to answer that.
No problem, ma'am. What about critical race theory or CRT?
I'm not sure on that either.
No problem. What about the American Federation of Teachers or AFT?
I suppose a 60?
Okay. And a Black Lives Matter?
No.
Okay, ma'am. What about Joe Biden?
No. He just needs to step down. He's stumbling over everything.
From a 0 to 100, ma'am, how much would you rate him?
Nothing.
No problem. All
Zero.
right. All right, 0. No problem. Moving on, ma'am. My other question to you would be is, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
As of right now, I would say excellent.
Okay, thank you for your responses. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students, ma'am? Would you say public schools do a better job or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
I would say it's probably a 50-50.
Oh, because you can also answer public schools do a much better job or public schools do a somewhat better job or charter schools somewhat better or charter schools much better.
Okay. The somewhat better.
For public or charter, ma'am?
Public.
Okay. And some people view education as a means to prepare students for life, generally speaking, ma'am. How well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Again, I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means public schools prepare them very well. 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all. Your feedback is very important. Thank you, ma'am. The first one says, understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. from a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how much would you rate that?
As of right now, I would say a 10.
Okay. What about this one? Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math. From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
I'm going to go with a 9.
Okay. What about this one? Develop
Why did
critical...
they stop teaching the kids cursive?
Oh, no problem, ma'am. Your feedback is welcome. What about developing critical thinking skills, ma'am? From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
I would say 10.
Okay. And be ready for higher education like college from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that?
10.
Okay. And develop social skills from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that?
10.
Okay. And compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that?
10.
Okay. Moving on, ma'am. Well, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or about the right amount on public school education?
I'm going to say an 8 on that.
Oh, well, this one, ma'am, you can answer not enough, too much, or about right.
Oh, not enough.
Okay, ma'am.
Sorry.
And no problem. Thank you for your responses, ma'am. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Would you say a yes or a no?
No.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about the critical race theory or CRT? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay, ma'am. Well, as you may have heard, the critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually thought in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics, ma'am? Would you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
All right. Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Moving on, ma'am. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Now, how was that question?
How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thank you for your responses. Tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. For example, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I would say the teacher has the right to do that within boundaries, though.
Oh, well, you can as well answer, ma'am, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. All right, this one says, ma'am, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the U.S. because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree. We grew up knowing that. We got taught that back in school. Nobody thought any different. But now that the black rights are doing the black rights BS, it's like, really?
No
We're
problem.
We're going through this. Didn't you pay any attention in history? I mean, hell, I graduated from school 30 years ago. It's not that old.
Okay. Well, you said disagree, ma'am. Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, what about this one, ma'am? Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I would agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, I'm going to read to you a list of ideas that some people say would help improve the quality of public schools. I just want you to tell me if you would support or oppose them. For example, the first one says, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Would you support or oppose that?
I would ban it. There's no reason for any of that stuff to be going on.
In that case, because you can also answer strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed.
Okay, what about this one? Given parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in your schools, would you support or oppose that?
Depends on what they were trying to teach.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if they did stuff back like they did 30 years ago, we wouldn't have a damn problem.
Okay, because remember, you can as well mention strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose.
Okay, strongly oppose.
Okay, ma'am, what about this
one? Strongly agree.
Because you can say support or oppose, ma'am. Again, it says giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Would you support or oppose that?
I would support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about this one, ma'am? Making it easier for parents to challenge books in schools, libraries they see as pornographic, or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Would you support or oppose that?
I would support.
Strongly or
they
somewhat?
They just need to leave well enough alone.
Okay, ma'am.
Strongly.
And this one says, ma'am, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum, would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Strongly
If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. Okay, 30 years ago, this wasn't a problem.
I understand, ma'am. Your feedback is welcome. In that case, would you say you support or oppose that, ma'am?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. Well, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 through 12 public schools. The new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, ma'am, would you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum? Would you support or oppose that, ma'am?
Hello. I'm not quite sure how to answer that. Why can't they just blend everything together?
Okay. Because you can also as well respond, ma'am, strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. Moving on, ma'am.
Everybody's supposed to sit together in a room. They don't have to separate the blacks from the whites.
I understand that.
This isn't the prohibition in time.
No problem. Thank you for your feedback and answers. Well, next, ma'am, we're almost done. I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means you find it a very convincing argument. 0 means it's not at all a convincing argument. The first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how convincing is this?
Wow. What are my options for a response?
Yes, I remember it's a rating from a 0 to a 10. 10 means that you find it as a very convincing argument. 0 means that you do not find it at all a convincing argument.
Okay, we'll do the very good, strong argument.
Okay, we have between 0 and 10. 10 is a very convincing argument, and 0
okay,
is not at all convincing. Which one, ma'am? I'm sorry. Okay, this
the
one
10.
Says 10. Okay. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds, and exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how convincing is that of an argument?
I would say 10.
10? All right, ma'am. And this one says, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors, but about how to perform a surgery, or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing is that of an argument, ma'am?
I would say 10.
10. All right, moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their opinions. So let me ask you again whether you agree or disagree with the following. The first one says, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And this one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Agree. Strongly agree.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for those responses. Moving on quickly. Well, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
13.
All right. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Would you say you're employed, retired, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Full-time employed.
Employed, okay. And are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, or widow?
Single.
Okay, ma'am. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent, with who's up now.
I understand. Thank you for responses. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, ma'am. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Well, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Would you say very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay, ma'am. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every Sunday.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And for each of the following descriptions, I just want you to tell me if it applies to you or somebody in your household. For example, is a born-again evangelical or fundamental Christian? Would you say it applies to you or somebody in your household?
Catholic. What's that?
Okay, ma'am. And what about is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Would you say that applies to you or somebody in your household?
No.
Okay, ma'am. All right. Thank you for your responses. How would you describe the area where you live in? Would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
I'm going to say rural.
Okay, ma'am.
Because there's only maybe 500 people in town.
Not a problem, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much. That's okay, ma'am. Thank you for your responses and feedback. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.